Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Josh Allen is element proof, you know, like that guy. Even if he doesn't have it all the time, you know, I thought it was a pretty streaky game from him. You know, that's the thing is like, yeah, we can get on the defense for, you know, the big plays they gave up, but they also had big opportunities and put the offense in the spot. I just think that when you're going up good team for good team, every game is going to have its waves and every team is probably going to have moments where you'd be like, man, we could have done that better. We could have executed that better. But Josh Allen ultimately came through in the biggest spots when things weren't necessarily perfect. And, you know, I think that is the growth that has to happen. And I think Mike McDaniel is trying to implement that a lot with Tua and a lot of the young guys on this team. But I think that, you know, Tua mentioned this after the game where he's like, I do think a lot of our leaders stepped up in a big way. And if you really look back at it, like Tua, Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Christian Wilkins, Javon Holland, you know, in Tyreek, like they all had really bright spots in a lot of these, in a lot of pockets for that game. It's just, you know, Buffalo and then them are a very even team. We played two games now and these games have both gone down to the wire. One they blamed on the sun and the other, I guess they have no belly aching because their fans can just throw snowballs willy nilly at people.
Truthfully, Tobin, the only leader that didn't step up was Xavier Howard.
That's kind of
the only guy that didn't have a great game that you were expecting to have a great game. And I'm not trying to pick on X. Like we all love X, but he really didn't have a good game. He didn't have that game you were.
He didn't have that game
you were expecting. But the idea that anytime Buffalo can't move the ball, they can just tell their 6'15" quarterback. That's what it seems like. He's 6'15".
Yeah.
Just run it. Go get the first down. Like that's such a weapon to have, bro. It's crazy. I hate to admit it. You have to tip your cap to him because he's legit. He's a real deal.
It's interesting with X too. Like I wonder if this continues this year, like what fan reaction will be, because Xavier Howard is arguably the best Dolphin over the last 10 years. Maybe it's him and Cam Wake. Those are the two guys. But, you know, he's had some pretty public spats with money that always turns fans off. So I wonder what it's going to be like if this is the decline, if this is the downhill. I know that he's very clearly physically dealing with something, but I don't know if that gets better because cornerback, when it falls off, it seems to fall off. So if we are seeing the decline of somebody, like what is the fan base's reaction going to be to X? Because I don't necessarily know, for as great as he is, I don't know if he's going to go down as like this all-time beloved Miami Dolphin. I think Cam Wake has that. And I think that should this season have a shortcoming and it doesn't go far, winning cures all. But like, let's just say this is like make the playoffs and they're bounced. I wonder what the fan base reaction is going to be like to Xavier Howard because of what looks like a pretty steep decline this year.
Especially with that shiny new toy right behind him, who's undrafted, and Kader Kohu. I mean, that dude is he's looking like the real deal, bro. He is, right?
He is. Yeah, for sure. He's had a really, really good year to be put in a tough spot where your high-priced cornerback in Byron Jones is out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think San Francisco is like the only game I could really point to and be like, man, he looked like a rookie and really bleeped up, but I thought that he really bounced back the next week.
Yeah.
I thought the pass interference call on him was garbage. I mean, compared to what Buffalo was doing, they were basically mauling Tyreek Hill out there.
Oh, come on. That was easy little, pass interference.
Little jersey grab all of a sudden. We're like, oh, now we're going to throw the flags. Very interesting.